So one question while I'm opening this up, how many of you have had a chance to ever try using Power BI? Okay, a few of you, okay. How many of you have used Excel as a BI tool in the past? Probably everybody's used Excel a little bit. So Power BI, and again, I'll kind of tell this through a, from a story aspect on this, and you guys have saw this slide from before. When I started in this space, I worked at a healthcare company, and then I worked as a consultant at IBM, working on something, and then eventually I ended up working for Business Objects, which is now part of SAP. But I sold business intelligence software as a technical salesperson, and we sold a bank, which is no longer in existence, Washington Mutual Bank, which is now part of Chase. We sold them $5 million worth of business objects. That was 20,000 named users, which meant that 20,000 people in the company could use it. It costs $1.8 million a year. Washington Mutual had to pay support and maintenance, so that was, you know, so after year one, $6.8 million is what they paid for it. I went to work at Washington Mutual to deploy it, and when I left Washington Mutual and went to Microsoft, I think we were at around 8,000 people, and about a year later, they were up at 17,000 people, but it took 4 years plus to get to that type of number, which meant that they paid, you know, 5 million plus 4 times 1.8, so another 8 million, so, you know, so say around $12-13 million to give business intelligence to 20,000 people. Now, the nice thing and kind of the model with Power BI as a service that runs, a BI service that runs in the cloud, that means you could start with, you know, one person, 10 people, 100 people. I'm sure there's deals with the sales teams where, you know, if you buy more licenses, you probably get a better deal, but you can buy the licenses that you need at the time, and then you can grow. So you can say, okay, we have 10 people, and by the end of 3 months, we're going to have 100, and then we're going to have 1,000 in 6 months, and then we're going to have, you know, 3,000 in a year. You can buy those licenses as you need them. There's also a new service called Power BI Premium that's coming out. I don't know a great deal about it, but on this one, you can actually buy capacity, and there's other scenarios, and the website is probably the best place to go for that. But the scenario here is, if you remember my data snowman, sort of the head of the snowman, the data analyst, and of course the hat, the business users, is kind of where typically the BI space has been, because it's people in the business, marketing, finance, and so forth that want to use tools like this, and they want the help of the IT department within the company to get them the data and make it available. But they want tools that they can use and understand. And so there's a huge opportunity, a huge market. As I mentioned, I think more business people are excited about data. The class I teach is adult students that come for continuing education. And a lot of times people look at business intelligence and data careers as being a horizontal type of career. So let's say you're in banking, and then your bank goes out of business like Washington Mutual did, you can take all that skills that you have in the data and the business intelligence and big data space, and you could move over and go into healthcare, or you could go into manufacturing. And so it's been a very resilient space. And so lots of interest from both technical and less technical people in this space. So the nice thing with Power BI is that, you know, so it says now, and we've 5 million plus subscribers, so it's, you know, subscription based. I think it's $10 per user per month, I think is the kind of the going rate. You can essentially access cloud resources, and so you could query stuff that's in the cloud. You can query stuff that is on-prem. You can query non-Microsoft stuff. Probably the most revealing thing to me was we visited Marketo, which is a company in Seattle. They do like marketing systems. And I was having problems, kind of the Wi-Fi on my laptop wasn't working. I couldn't connect to their Wi-Fi network. And the chief marketing officer of the company signed on with her Power BI and connected to her Marketo. There was another company that was using Marketo, and she actually connected, and in 8 minutes, she was pulling data from Marketo while I couldn't even get on the network, which was awesome that a business person, a marketing executive officer actually was able to go out and connect with this. Also, on-premise databases, things like Hadoop and SAP and SQL Server, Oracle, Teradata, DB2, Netezza, all of those type of things as well. You can see we're in 210 countries and 200,000 plus organizations. Also, good integration with SharePoint, and SharePoint groups and all of the various security pieces that you get from Office 365. And then being able to connect to, using things like with Cortana Intelligence, stream analytics, machine learning, using R and other statistical products and intelligent apps, you can actually, use the Cortana Intelligence, the left to right kind of, starting with data sources and integrating data and then consuming data. Power BI is very much on that consumption side. So you got this idea of live dashboards and reports. So you got when you create a report, you can actually take reports, you publish them up to powerbi.com, which we'll show in the demo, and then you take those reports and each one of these charts, for instance, you could come over here and you could pin this to a dashboard, and you could pin this one over here to a dashboard, and then you could have another report and you could pin that to the same dashboard. And so you can consolidate data sources at the report level. And you can also consolidate data sources at the dashboard level, whichever makes sense. The other piece here is that these reports can either be you can use what's called direct query, so you can actually get reports so they actually refresh, or you can use you can cache the data inside the report, and then you can schedule the refresh. So you can actually say, I want this data to be refreshed, at midnight every day. So when the employees come in the next day, they have the most recent data in there. One of the reasons to look at something like Power BI Premium that's coming out is I think PowerBI.com, where you pay the subscription, you get a certain number of refreshes, and I can't remember what that number is. And with Power BI Premium, that would go away. You would be able to refresh more often, and you would get more control over what's running around you than maybe you would in standard PowerBI.com. And I mentioned you can actually pin the visualizations and KPIs onto dashboards. And so we'll look at this in a demo really quick. Also, there's great mobile capabilities. And so whether you're using Android or whether you're using iOS, you could basically essentially get whatever you build, which is viewable in a Chrome browser, on a Mac, or Firefox, or Edge, or whatever you're using. But you can also get to these things on your phone as well, which opens them up for a lot of mobile employees within your company that may need to look at these reports as they're moving around on a mobile device, and they may not be carrying their laptop around, and that type of thing. All right. So there's some things I mentioned. Android, also, iPad, iPhone, Android, and Windows devices. You can get alerts, and you can also share and collaborate with colleagues. Now, with PowerBI.com, you can share and with colleagues within your domain. So, for instance, I'm on Microsoft.com. I can take a report and share it with other people that are on Microsoft.com, but I couldn't actually share that with somebody outside of Microsoft.com. It would be the same and also this doesn't work with your Hotmail, Gmail, Outlook.com, those type of things. It has to be a business or an education type of domain. And in Power BI Premium, there's actually ways where you can actually have people outside of your domain as well, so more extranet things. We're also going to talk about embedded Power BI, which we use in a lot of our Cortana Intelligence solutions, as another scenario. You can actually deploy Power BI as an Azure service, and then you pay for renderings, and it's pretty much open to whoever you want to look at it. Okay, here's some of the various partners that are out there that Microsoft Power BI can connect to. This is also kind of nice, is like out of the box, you can connect to things that your business may be interested in getting information on, Visual Studio Online, GitHub, Marketo, I mentioned, lots of different companies that you may have data sources of other cloud-based services that are there. Also, there's a natural language, which I won't demo today, but you can actually write queries and just type in words, and then based on what the underlying model is, it's going to actually create some visualizations for you based on what you put in. So let's go take a little bit of look at PowerBI.com. So here's a report on PowerBI.com, and I mentioned there's this idea of workspaces, and so the workspaces are actually based on your Office 365 groups, and so you can have a number of different workspaces, and then within workspaces, you'll notice that there are, you know, dashboards, reports, workbooks, and data sets. And these data sets, as an example, if I wanted to take one of these data sets and do a scheduled refresh, let's click on it. You can actually see here that you can actually put in your credentials, although this one may not have, but basically you can put in your credentials. You can say, I want this to, you know, run daily. You can turn on the refresh and say daily at a certain time. And then this is basically going to refresh that data source, and any reports that are based off of that data source are going to get refreshed at the same time. And if we go back to, I have two different reports here. I have this dashboard report, which came from the one example, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. And then there's another one down here at the bottom, which is this streaming data with tweets. This one actually uses direct query, so it actually goes out and queries the database to bring back the data. So you can see here there's a word cloud and looking at different keywords, like some of the hashtags that I talked about earlier. And then the first one that I showed you, this dashboard, the data is actually cached inside. And so you can actually interact with this, and you can see you can have multiple tabs. And if I wanted to pin this to a dashboard as an example, I can click on this pin, and I can say, well, let's do a new dashboard, and we'll just call it Dev Days. And then we can click on pin. And now if we go look for the Dev Days dashboard, there's that one that I pinned to it. And of course, you can take these and you can move them around. One of the things which is, and you know, with multiples, one of the things if you, you know, Microsoft for a number of years in Excel used Silverlight as the visualization capability in that. This is all a sort of D3 JavaScript-based visualizations, and so this, the great thing is that it's more industry standard, and then also if you go to the PowerBI.com website, there's actually custom visuals, and so you can actually go get custom visuals that are built by Microsoft or built by someone else. And you know, as an example, the word cloud isn't in there standard, but you can go out and search for Power BI custom visualizations and go find the word cloud for that. All right, so that's the kind of what PowerBI.com looks like. Let's go look at, I find my Taipei folder here. Let's go look at one of these reports. Let's go look at this dashboard. Now, this is Power BI Desktop. Now, Excel has capabilities, so you can actually create stuff in Excel and publish stuff from Excel and put it onto PowerBI.com. One of the reasons that I really also like, in addition to Excel, because I love Excel for what it does, but Power BI Desktop is actually a free download. So basically, there's no cost at all for using Power BI Desktop. You just need to, if you want to share stuff that you build with people and you want to put it onto the portal, then you pay a subscription for that. But this is a free tool. So for me, as an educator, I used to have to worry about putting Office onto virtual machines in the cloud, which is always not fun because it's just challenging. And now with Power BI, I can actually take Power BI, put it on a virtual machine, and actually be able to use that much, much easier. You can notice here we've got, you know, I can actually create a new tab, and then we can go grab some data and say, let's look at, you know, dates. Maybe we look at, month, and then we can look at sort of like sales quota and bring in sales quantity. And then very easy to take this and turn it into a bar chart as an example. And you can copy that and make another one and move it over like that. You can then go back and change this one. Maybe we take out sales amount and put in, you know, quota key, which may not, may be a little bit nonsensical, but you can see now we've got different stuff. You can also format this and say, well, let's look at data labels and put data labels on these. I should have done that earlier with the other one, and then we would have it on both. And you can also size these data labels. You know, so if you wanted these labels to be, you know, 12-point text instead of 9-point text. But very easy to take this report and essentially build it pretty quick. You know, maybe this one we want to be a, you know, more of a bar chart instead. You can also put slicers on these. So if we want, if we said, let's look at the month, put it here, which is January. And if I click out of this, it'll give us some more. And then you could say, well, let's turn this into a slicer. Or actually, I didn't want to turn that one into a slicer. Let's turn that one back here. Turn this one into a slicer. What a slicer allows you to do is essentially pick the month, and you can see if you, as you pick months, you get those various months on there. Actually, it's just kind of aggregating them all together. It looks like there's just data for January in this case. So, so let's take this off the slicer. So you can actually put slicers that go across multiple things. You have places to put filters at the report level, page level. Once you've decided that this is what you want, you can actually hit save and then publish it. Also want to show you one thing. When you edit the query, and this is probably something I see this as a, actually I've got a differentiator between Power BI and say a product like Tableau, is that you can have data that's less than perfect. You can actually have data, and then you can use the capability inside of Power Query, sort of the Power Query type capability inside of Power BI, to take the data and twist it and turn it and pivot it and do all the things that you need to do. And I can't remember if I have the data source. Let's go look at this data source for a second. I'm gonna say close. And I'm gonna go data source, check out what that is. No, it's not. So, but at this point, once you save this, you would click on publish, and then we would publish it out to our CI demos. CIS demos, click on select, say replace the existing data set, and then in a second we're going to see a page one tab over on the powerbi.com side, because we've, in this case, made a very rushed, sort of ugly looking report, but if we spent a little bit more time on it, we'd probably be more apt to publish it. Okay, so while that's happening, you can see it's published, and then when we go back to powerbi.com, and we look at that particular report, which was the dashboard report, you can see it now has a page one, and in a second it's gonna actually refresh and we'll be able to see that stuff that we just added. There it is. So pretty nice to be able to basically build something in a, you know, a free product like Power BI Desktop and then publish it for to others in your company for a, you know, really low price. Again, if you compare that $12 million story that I talked about and then what it would cost per user, about $100 or just over $100 a year, you can, there's I think a lot of value in that for sure. Okay. Are we looking at the timer? Did I go past the time already? Am I over? Or no? I can't tell. All right, let me figure out where we're at here and see if we're over time or whether we're otherwise. Current slide. All right, so we talked about Power BI Desktop, also in Excel. You can actually do a lot of these great things that we do in Power BI Desktop and Excel as well, if that's your chosen tool. And you can also publish from Excel up to powerbi.com as well. So some other pieces in here, I talked about connecting to a lot of data sources, being able to shape, transform, and clean data. Once you clean that data, you can actually build you know, models and have relationships between the entities in that model. And then you can essentially use that to create reports. You can do drilling. You can connect to tabular models of on analysis services on-prem. You can connect to relational sources on-prem through the management data gateway. And of course, you can connect to cloud sources as well. So you can see here is the publish capability on Excel, and we looked at the publish capability on the desktop. We looked at desktop already. This kind of shows sort of a hybrid scenario, which has live connections to SQL Server analysis services, tabular data, or scheduled refreshes against relational sources, and then being able to, those can be on-prem, and the gateway essentially helps that data up into the Power BI cloud. And then all these things, again, seamless. We're talking about big data, so it's a way to consume data from big data, from advanced analytics, Internet of Things, which we're going to talk about more tomorrow, and then also sort of your standard data warehousing stuff as well. Now, on the Power BI for developers, when we talk about Power BI embedded, let's just go and we'll finish off with this, because I don't want to be digging into Mark's time here. Is this report, so if, please come back after the break when we start talking about Cortana Intelligent Solutions. This is an embedded Power BI report. So this is actually a Power BI desktop report, which uses direct query, which is then published and put into Power BI desktop, or sorry, into embedded Power BI. And I'm just going to show you where that is here in Azure. So back here in Azure, if we go back to this solution, and this is what we'll be looking at this afternoon, is time series insights using Twitter. One second. And then we're going to look at dev days, and this is what we'll be looking at in more detail in the next session, is inside of Azure, when this is deployed, you're going to see a Power BI embedded as one of the services inside of Azure portal. And this is what we use in a lot of cases to actually take and build end-to-end solutions, and those actually include Power BI embedded, which is just off the screen at the bottom. Here it is right here. All right. So, anyways, pretty fast go through through this whole space. What we hope to do is kind of take the, Twitter, the thinking of Twitter as streaming data, sort of in the big data world, and how you would pull that from Twitter through some of the tools in Cortana Intelligence, and then land it and use tools like Power BI embedded, as well as this tool called Time Series Insights, which I think you guys would have saw a demo on day one about that as well. And that's what we're going to focus on. The other nice thing about this is how many people here got an Azure subscription account when you were here? If you've got an Azure subscription already at work, or if you've been given one for the conference, you would be able to deploy one of these any time after we look at this session today. If you see anything interesting, we can just deploy that. So thank you so much for your time.